Unelected judges and left-wing progressives seek to eliminate your freedoms. The Alliance Defending Freedom fights for you in our nation's courtrooms. Kevin McCullough fights for those freedoms on the air every single day. It's the Freedom Defense Update, exclusively at Kevin McCullough Radio.
Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us, and we continue with our Defending Freedom Month here at Kevin McCullough Radio. It is one of those things where I don't think we can champion this message too loudly or too long, because your freedoms are under attack. They're under attack by unelected instructors on college campuses. They're under attack by municipalities and states and counties that want to punish people who don't think in the politically correct way that they want them to. And if it wasn't for an organization called Alliance Defending Freedom, there would be many, many more freedoms under attack. But because of their success in the courts, they have been able to stem the tide. And that's why we're defending freedom all month long. We're asking you if you will help us protect the freedoms that not only you enjoy, but that your kids and grandkids are going to need to have protected as well. 800-569-1559. Become a partner with Alliance Defending Freedom this month. We need your help in this endeavor. We're looking for 50 partners in the New York tri-state area, and those that listen to this show even nationally. So if you would do that, it'll make a huge difference. You can also go to am970theanswer.com, click on the Alliance Defending Freedom banner at the top of the page, 800-569-1559. Joining me is Travis Barham, who is part of a case that Alliance Defending Freedom is ongoing with an organization, a university called Shawnee State. Travis, it's good to have you. Thanks for being here.
Thank you very much for having me.
What's the issue at the crux of your case?
You know, the crux of this case is a very simple proposition, and that is that tolerance should be a two-way street. And what I mean by that is Dr. Merriweather, Nick Merriweather, was teaching a political philosophy class at Shawnee State University, and a male student raised his hand, asked a question. Professor Merriweather responded, "Yes, sir," like he does to all his students. And after class, the student came up and announced that he's transgender, wanted to be referred to as a woman throughout the class. And Professor Merriweather offered to accommodate the student, said, "Look, I'll call you by whatever name you want me to call you, but I can't call you a woman because you're not." And the Shawnee State punished him for refusing to refer to a man as a woman. Hmm. Now, universities are supposed to be a marketplace of ideas, not an assembly line for one type of thought. And public colleges have no business punishing people who simply say, "Look, I don't want to advance beliefs that I don't hold."
And that was what obviously he felt like he was being forced to do by Shawnee State standards.
Yeah, he's being forced to buy in and affirm the transgender ideology, the idea that people can change from one sex to another. So for Dr. Merriweather, to affirm that is to go against his own beliefs on the subject. It's to go against his religious convictions. So this isn't just about, you know, what pronoun you're going to call somebody. This is about whether he can be forced to endorse an ideology.
And the
First Amendment is very clear.
And the thing that I've been impressed in all of the discussions we've had with Alliance Defending Freedom this month is that you guys are fighting this fight that would be a true two-way street. So it doesn't really matter which side of the debate you're coming down on. You're protecting the constitutional freedom to hold to your convictions, to hold to your First Amendment rights, and not have those put in jeopardy simply because they disagree with somebody else.
Exactly. The whole notion of the First Amendment is that we are free to disagree. We're free to hold different perspectives. And so if somebody disagrees with Professor Merriweather on this subject, great. You're free to express your beliefs. And I think that we should all recognize that the government has no business telling people what they have to say, forcing people to say things they don't believe. The government just has no business doing that. And we should be able to respect one another enough to stand and defend vigorously your right to say what you think, your right to stand, to not have the government tell you what to say, even if we disagree with each other on the ins and outs or the details of a particular issue.
Yeah. The Alliance Defending Freedom Center for Academic Freedom is dedicated to ensuring freedom of speech and association for students and faculty. And that, in that regard, your lawyers, some of the 3,200 allied with ADF, are serving as local counsel. But you do that at no charge, Travis. And I want you to explain to my listeners why it's important that they join the cause and become partners with ADF.
Well, several reasons. One is, you know, individuals like Dr. Merriweather, who are taking a stand for freedom on his campus and a stand that will reverberate through other campuses as well, these folks don't have funds to pay lawyers to litigate First Amendment cases for what could be years and years. That's just beyond the reach of most individuals. So if we want to see those freedoms defended as a society, then we have to enable groups like Alliance Defending Freedom to come alongside people like Dr. Merriweather and stand with them and enable us by let us have the resources that we need
right
in order to litigate these battles.
Well,
the other reason it's important is because these First Amendment fights on campus ultimately affect what people can do off campus. If the government can force Dr. Merriweather to say something that he doesn't believe, then the government can force any one of your listeners to say something that they don't believe. So if we want to defend these rights, we have to defend them now. We have to defend them where the fight is right now on campus and make sure that these issues don't leak into the larger culture.
Friend, your gift to ADF right now allows that fight to be engaged and to make sure that your freedoms are protected. 800-569-1559, 800-569-1559. Just a subnote on the Merriweather case. After Merriweather explained to him why he couldn't call him that, the student replied, "Then I guess this means I can call you the C word." Before walking away, the student also promised to get Merriweather fired if he did not agree to the changes. Friends, it's that kind of bullying that Alliance Defending Freedom is there fighting and helping to keep freedoms in place. Travis Barham, thank you so much for your hard work, and thanks for joining us today.
Thank you very much.
800-569-1559. Get on board. Become a partner with Alliance Defending Freedom. That's 800-569-1559. They need your help. You can also give online by going to AM970 The Answer and clicking on the ADF banner at the top of the page. Kevin McCullough coming back with Tech News next.